Equal parts of hope and terror filling her heart. "You shouldn't have done that," the driver told Pyotr as the wagon jarred across the hardened dirt road.
"Why not?"
"Because it belongs to the people. They won't miss one small thing, not with everything that she turned over to us. That's not for you to decide." Pyotr saw the firm set to the man's jaw. He didn't pretend to know what the revolution was about, beyond the Bolsheviks' belief that the emperor and his family had lived in excess and splendor, while the masses faced hunger and an uncertain future. The people's wrath carried over, even after Nicholas II had stepped down from the throne and the royal family was imprisoned. Some of it he understood. Much he did not.
"What difference does it make if we allow her a few happy memories in her time of fear?"
"The difference? You sound as though you sympathize with her."
"She's just an old woman."
"You'd be wise to keep those thoughts to yourself, lest you end up like her family." Having worked for the Romanovs for a number of years, the last thing Pyotr wanted or needed was for anyone to think of him as a sympathizer. In these times, that line of thinking led to death.
"I wasn't thinking. You're right."
The man said something below his breath, then urged the team of horses faster. For the next several days, Pyotr never mentioned the Romanovs, and he hoped that the incident with the Dowager Empress was long forgotten. It was nightfall by the time they reached Yekaterinburg, but instead of driving toward the governor's house where the Romanovs were imprisoned, they turned left.
"Where are we going?" Pyotr asked. "Meeting someone to drop this off."
Panic set in.
"If we don't deliver this in time, they'll kill the royal family."
"What do you care? Their fate is not your business."
"But the ransom? The Dowager Empress entrusted us with it. To buy their passage."
"Ransom?" The man laughed. "You don't really believe they were ever going to let them go, do you?"
"We promised."
"You fool. What did you think would happen? That the Bolsheviks would take this as payment, then set them free? Soon, Maria Feodorovna." He turned and spat, his expression one of disgust at the mention of the Dowager Empress's name. "Will meet the same fate as her son and his disgusting spawn." Only then did Pyotr realize they were too late. The entire Romanov family had been killed. The children's faces flashed in his mind. The last time he'd seen them, before the clash of war, they'd been so happy.
"Where are we going, then?"
"To bring that as proof." He nodded toward the back of the wagon. "When they see what the old woman stole from Russia, trying to buy her son's freedom, she and every last Romanov will be hunted down, as will anyone who supports them." Of all the royal family, Maria Feodorovna's life meant something. Unlike her son and his wife, she'd served Russia well. This war was her son's making. His failure to lead. But if, as he said, they came after everyone who supported the royals, Pyotr was bound to be high on that list, especially once they learned he'd left Maria with one of the eggs. The very thought frightened him, especially when he realized where they were going. The old barn, where a number of royalists had been shot.
"Are you going to tell them what I did?"
"Of course. Your fate is for the people to decide."
"They were going to kill him."
Pyotr's hands shook and he tucked them at his side, stealing a glance at the man beside him, eyeing the pistol at his hip. The wagon wheels hit a rut, jarring the vehicle and throwing him against the driver. He grabbed the gun and pushed away, pointing it. The driver turned, trying to grab the weapon.
"What?"
Pyotr fired. The shot hit him in the chest. He fell to the side, letting loose the reins. Pyotr shoved him from his seat and he tumbled down to the ground. Grabbing the reins, he stopped the team, then turned them around, pausing beside the fallen man. He looked up at